Title: Framework for Breakbeat Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build a drum and bass breakbeat framework in Ableton Live 12 that hits hard without destroying your headroom. If you've ever dropped in a break, added a kick and snare, and suddenly your master is screaming red, this is the fix. The goal is simple: punchy, DJ-friendly drums and a master that stays comfortably below clipping while you write. By the end, you'll have a repeatable setup, a break loop for groove and character, kick and snare layers for consistent impact, tops for speed, and a drum bus that glues things together without flattening it. And we're going to aim for a really practical target. While you're composing, your master should peak around minus 6 dB. That's not quiet, that's professional headroom. Let's go step by step. Step 0. Session setup for headroom. First, set your tempo somewhere in the classic DNB range, like 172 to 175 BPM. I'll go with 174. Now on the master channel, add a limiter. This is a safety net, not a loudness button. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB, look ahead around 1 millisecond, and leave the gain at 0. Teacher note: if your limiter is constantly reducing like 3, 6, 10 dB, that's not mastering. That's your mix asking for help. We're going to prevent that by building with headroom from the start. Also, drop a spectrum on the master. You don't need to become an engineer today, but it's super helpful to notice when low-end junk is stealing your entire peak budget. Okay, step 1. Build the drum group system. Create 4 audio tracks and name them break, kick, snare, and tops. Select all 4 and group them. Name the group drums. Now set starting faders. These are intentionally conservative. Set break to minus 12 dB. Set kick to minus 10. Set snare to minus 10. Set tops to minus 14. This is one of the biggest mindset shifts. We're not starting loud. We're starting controlled. You earn loudness later with clean processing and good layering, not by slamming faders. Step 2. Choose and prep your break loop without wrecking peaks. Grab a break. Amen. Think Funky Drummer or any clean modern DNB ready loop. Drag it onto the break track. Open the clip view and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Transient loop mode to forward. Envelope at 100 to start. Now, super important, clip gain. Turn the clip gain down to roughly minus 6 to minus 12 dB. If you're unsure, go around minus 9 dB as a safe middle. What we're doing is preventing the break from winning the mix immediately. If the break is already near 0 dB on its own, everything you add after will feel like a fight. Quick coach note about warping. Warping can change transient height. If your break suddenly spikes and feels sharper after warping, in beats mode, try lowering that envelope a bit, like 70 to 90. It can calm down exaggerated transients. And if things get clicky, temporarily compare with Complex or Complex Pro just as a reference. You'll usually come back to beats for drums, but comparing teaches your ear fast. Step 3. The break processing chain. Using stock Ableton devices, built for punch and headroom. On the break track, add devices in this order. First, EQ8. We're going to clean before we compress. Turn on a high-pass filter, set it to 24 dB per octave, and move it somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. Breaks often have rumble down there that you don't actually want in DNB, because the kick and bass should own the sub. If the break sounds boxy, add a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB down with a medium Q, like 1.2. Second, drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 6. Keep boom off for now. Boom can steal headroom fast, and it can confuse your low end. Turn transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. This is a big trick. You get more perceived punch without just turning the track up. Turn soft clip on. Light clipping here can keep the break aggressive without crushing it. Third, compressor. We're controlling peaks gently, not flattening the groove. Set ratio to 2 to 1. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds so transients can breathe. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, or just use auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're seeing 6 dB constantly, back off. Fourth, utility at the end. This is your final trim. Adjust gain so the break peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on its channel meter. And here's a key teacher habit: level match your processing. A lot of devices, especially drum bus and saturator, add level even if the fader looks reasonable. So do a quick reality check. Toggle devices on and off. If it gets louder when it's on, that's not automatically better. Trim at the end with utility, so processed and unprocessed are about the same loudness. Then you're judging tone and punch, not volume. Step 4. Add kick and snare layers the DNB way, without level wars. On the kick track, load a clean DNB kick. Short and punchy is easiest for beginners. Program it on 1 and 3. That classic halftime feel. One hit at the start of the bar, one in the middle. At EQ 8, avoid the temptation to boost the low end right away. Boosting low end is like spending your entire headroom budget on one purchase. Instead, cut conflicts. If it's muddy, dip around 200 to 300 HC by about 2 dB. Add saturator. Set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Then, crucial, turn the output down to match perceived level. The rule is, if you add drive, you pay it back with output trim. Saturation should give you density and weight, not a sneaky volume jump. Now the snare track. Load a snare with a clean transient. Place it on 2 and 4. At EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 HE. Keep the low end for the kick and bass. If you need more crack, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHC can help, but be careful. Tiny moves. Optional. Add drum bus on the snare. Drive 2 to 4. Transients plus 5. Soft clip on. And again, if it gets louder, trim it. Quick expansion idea for snares. If you want more size without pushing volume, layer a crack snare and a body snare. The crack is bright and short, high passed higher like 200 HC. The body is thicker, low passed around 6 to 8 kHC and high passed around 120 to 180. Then you can bust them and trim as one. That gives you big snare energy without one sample being obnoxiously loud. Step 5. Tops for speed without harshness. On tops, put enclosed hats on the offbeats. Then add shakers or ghost hats for movement, like 16 THS with velocity variation. Processing for tops. EQ 8 first. High pass around 250 to 400 HC. Hats do not need low end. Optionally add auto filter for motion, like a gentle high pass or band pass with a bit of resonance, and later you can automate the cutoff for transitions. Then utility to control stereo. If it's too wide or facey, try width around 80 to 100%. Wider isn't always better, especially for DJ tools that need to translate in clubs. If your tops are bright but stabby, Live 12DSer is a super clean fix. Target roughly 7 to 10 kHz and reduce only the sharp peaks. This often sounds better than just low passing everything and losing energy. Step 6. Drum bus processing. Glue plus controlled peaks. On the drums group, add a clean chain. First, EQ 8. Only tiny corrective moves. Optional low cut at 25 to 30 HZ, 24 dB per octave. This is more about keeping the very bottom clean than changing the character. Second, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. That's it. We're not trying to turn the drums into a brick. Third, optional drum bus on the group. Very light. Drive 1 to 3. Transients plus 2 to plus 8, boom off, or extremely subtle. Fourth, optional limiter as a peak catcher, not loudness. Ideally it only shaves 0 to 1 dB on rare peaks. If it's working hard, don't trust it, go back and reduce track gains. That's the whole point of the framework. Now do a headroom checkpoint. Play the full drum loop. Add a simple bass if you have one. Your master should still peak around minus 6 dB while composing. If you're hotter than that, don't panic. Pull down the drums group fader a couple dB, or trim individual tracks. This is not defeat, this is correct workflow. Two extra coach checks that make a huge difference. First, do a mono low-end check. Put a utility at the end of the drums group and set width to 0% for about 10 seconds. If your kick and break relationship falls apart in mono, you probably have phase issues or too much stereo content in low mids. Fix that now, and your DJ tools will translate way better. Second, think in peak budget. If any single drum track is peaking above about minus 6 dB while everything else is playing, it's probably stealing budget. If something needs to feel bigger, try transient shaping, sample choice, or layering, not just gain. Step 7. Arrangement ideas for DJ tools. Think in 8, 16, and 32 bar blocks. Here's a beginner-friendly structure. Intro, 16 bars, filtered break plus tops, no heavy kick. Then add kick for 8 bars, bring weight gradually. Full drums for 16 to 32 bars. Break plus kick, snare, tops, maybe a couple fills. Drop tool section, 16 bars, full drums, minimal melodic info. This is gold for DJs. Outro, 16 bars, strip layers away for clean mixing. For transitions, automate filter cutoff on the break or drum group. Use short, controlled reverb throws on snare, ideally on ascend, not inserted on every track. Sennas are cleaner and more headroom friendly, and always high-pass your reverb return so it doesn't fog up your low end. When you add fills, be careful. Fills often clip because they add extra hits. A better approach is replacing a hit instead of stacking. Swap the last 8th note. Don't pile on 5 new hits at full level. Contrast beats volume every time. Optional power-ups, once the basic loop works. If you want more grit without blowing up the low end, try split band break control. Make an auto effect rack on the break track with 2 chains, low and high. LOW chain, low pass around 180 to 250 Hz, very light compression. High chain, high pass around 180 to 250 Hz, then your grit like drum bus or saturator. This way your aggression lives in the high band, and your low band stays controlled. If the kick and break are fighting, do micro ducking. Put a compressor on the break, enable sidechain, and choose the kick as the input. Fast attack, short release, low ratio, and only a touch of reduction. You're not trying to pump, you're just making a tiny pocket for the kick transient. And for instant cohesion, you can make tops out of the break itself. Duplicate the break track. Rename it Break TVOP. High pass it around 500 to 800 Hz. Add light saturation or a tiny bit of redux. Keep it very low. It'll feel like the hats are part of the same record, because they literally are. Mini practice exercise. This is your 15 to 25 minute drill. Pick one break and warp it in beats mode with transients. Set clip gain to minus 9 dB. Build a 16 bar loop. Bars 1 to 8. Break plus tops. Bars 9 to 16. Add kick and snare layers. Add the exact chains. On break, EQ8, then drum bus, then compressor, then utility. On drums group, EQ8, then glue compressor.